Marama Davidson with us, as always, on a Monday morning. Tēnā koe e Marama.
Morena tau, tēnā koe.
Ngā mihi, Marama. Well, looking at some of the issues from a Green perspective, I guess James has returned back now. Have you guys had a chance to get together and look at what was achieved by his visit to COP26 and where to from here?
He's been back since, I think, a week ago, and he's, of course, doing the self-isolation. I think he's got maybe a few days left, and he may be back in the next days or so in terms of physically in the house. Yes, we've caught up quite a bit since he's been back. So, I mean, it was clear that James was a strong voice at COP, at that conference. Some progress was achieved, but there is a lot more that needs to be done domestically in Aotearoa. That's where we need to be turning our attention. And, you know, James and I, as Green co-leaders, are really, really clear that New Zealand, Aotearoa, has to step up. It includes that every minister, and I think this is your question about where to from here, is, again, understanding what James has said often, that all of us as ministers, but I would go further, every MP is a climate change MP. Every single one of us has a clear responsibility to our country, to future generations, to be putting everything through a climate justice lens in all of the mahi that we do. So an example for my ministerial portfolios in homelessness and violence, there is no way that we can encourage people to be part of a movement for climate justice when they're worried about where they're going to sleep the next night, when they're in a home or community facing violence, Dale. And we know this. We know that everything is connected and intersects. So that's the mahi that James will be continuing to lead. But there's a lot more that needs to be done. And James himself has been very clear. The rules that were set, the targets that were set at this Glasgow COP do not even come close to what we need to be doing here across all of our industries, across all of our sectors, bringing emissions down to protect a stable climate. And that's the mahi that needs to continue.
I feel sometimes that people through COVID are more concerned about their wallets than the environment. I guess that could be seen as a natural consequence of the debilitating situation we've found ourselves in for the better part of 2 years now?
Oh, absolutely. And again, you know, everything, all of our concerns need to be understood through protecting te taiao. Just, you know, it's all connected. And so, again, if we have a look at housing, we are very clear as the Greens that we need to be building and creating communities in a way that not only protects our environment, we need to have better waste management systems, we need to have better building materials, but we also need to build in a way that better protects our waterways, so that everyone can maintain clean water, that better protects our natural environments. And we're a long way from that, Dale. I think through COVID, however, it's really, you know, it's really stressful for most people, whether you're in Waikato or whether you're in South Auckland or whether you're in Taitokiro. There are a lot of concerns that our people have, and we should all be collectively wanting to see collective well-being and what our future is going to be. Because right now we're dealing with the here and now. We're dealing with positive cases. We're dealing with vaccination work and mahi on the front line. But we need to resolve the inequities that have been highlighted through COVID so that our collective future can be one with strength and well-being as well. And I think that's where the Greens have a responsibility to cast our gaze.
Thank you, Marama. You're quoted as saying that the Labor ministers are making COVID decisions based on politics, not health advice. Can you elaborate on your thinking here, please?
Yeah, absolutely. The Prime Minister herself has been quite clear that part of the reason for putting the traffic light system into place and setting a date to ease the restrictions on the Auckland border, for example, is because she feels that she cannot hold people in restrictions for much longer. Now, that is clearly a political decision. That's not a public health priority decision right there. And the Greens are very clear now that Labor government ministers have decided to ease restrictions, and since they decided to move away from the elimination strategy, we need to put in place everything we can to protect communities who are at risk. We know that Māori vaccination rates, especially in rural areas, are still not equitably high. I would have preferred that we had seen the traffic light system properly tested and monitored before we then decide on a date to ease restrictions. And I would have liked for our regional public health system to be better prepared to meet with Aucklanders who are going to want to travel. That risk is far too high, which is why those decisions made by Labor ministers are definitely political ones. Yes, they have been informed, and yes, our Māori ministers in Labor have been fighting for Māori people as well. But the final decisions that were made have not prioritised health and wellbeing, especially for our young rural Māori, who are the lowest vaccinated population in the entire country.
You're from the Hokianga and you're very concerned at what could happen here. They're talking body bags. Some saying that might be overstating it. Calvin says, hey, don't call for body bags to be sent up there. Call for vaccines to be sent up there. But you're saying that Hokianga just can ill afford a breakout there, that don't have the infrastructure to cope with it. As a proud person from the Hokianga, what would you say of the mood there and the threats that you anticipate?
Yeah, I've been in touch, I keep in touch with Hauora Hokianga, which is based out of Rawene Hospital, one of our small hospitals, and the only hospital in that side of the Hokianga, and on that side of Te Kai Tokiro, actually. There is no ICU capacity at Rawene Hospital. Only Whangarei has any ICU capacity, and I think that's only at 20 or 30 beds for the entire northern region. And that's a long way away from Kaitaia and from Waimamaku. And we need to understand that ICU beds aren't just for COVID, you know. ICU beds are for every high needs medical risk that happens. They are worried at Rawene Hauora Hokianga that any extra threat to COVID, for COVID positive cases, is something they can do without. Auckland clearly represents an increased threat due to the high cases. My whānau and I are choosing to not go back to Hokianga this summer for the first time in 10 consecutive years to get our break and meet back up with our much-loved whānau and hapū, and to reconnect ourselves with our iwi homelands. This is just one summer day. We've got longer term thinking than just this summer, and we're going to choose to not actually impose ourselves on any other region outside of Auckland this summer. We're going to stay in Tāmaki Makaurau.
Catch up with you down at Mission Bay Beach. Staycations might be the best move this summer. Just finally, I see the polls are out and seemingly ACT's climbing and the Nats are attracting and Labor is losing ground, but the Greens are steady. You're not part of this government, although I get the impression that the Labor Party still feel that you are their ally. And though you've been critical of the Labor Party decisions regarding the border, just in our conversation a few moments ago, you're still seen as a centre-left bloc. How would you describe your relationship with Labor, bearing in mind that they're governing on their own? How do you see your relationship as a Green Party, as a centre-left bloc, still accurate?
I think that the Greens, we worry about, well, we do the mahi for ourselves first and foremost, and we can work with Labor. We've shown that last term, miles of achievements we've shown. This term, as ministers, we are able to work with our Labor colleagues and get stuff over the line. Relationships are important with any political party when you are wanting to get things done for good, to better help our people and our planet. So those relationships are always important, and we will always be respectful of our relationships. We are also different parties. That is why we're able to have different views on political issues. That's the beauty of the MMP. That is what people have voted for. They expect us to go hard on climate, environment and inequality is what they know that the Greens are prioritising. Labor have other ways and other priorities that aren't the same as ours. We always want to go further. We want to push for faster decisions to be made. And that's something that we pride ourselves on. We can only prioritise our work and our priorities. What Labor do is up to them. And if people see that as a centre-left bloc, then Kei Te Pai, that's a power base that we'll be working towards. We're very clear that Nationals' policies are just far too removed and go against the well-being of the climate, the well-being of people, and protecting nature. And so clearly, we are wanting to work with political parties whose policies and solutions align more closely with us. And at this time, that is the Labor Party. But again, we also want to keep them to account.
Ngamihi nui ka koe e hine. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero. All the best until next time. Marama dei.
Ngamihi nui ka koe dau. Kia ora.